to How Do I Deal? My name's Ella.
And I'm Jade.
And today we are talking about
dating.
Ooh.
That was weird.
Spooky.
Spooky dating.
Dating on Halloween. No. Yeah, we're talking dating because there is so much to dating. Rules, regulations, horror stories.
Yeah.
Questions.
Lots of questions. Lots of probably unanswered questions.
Absolutely. It's a minefield, I would say.
It's a total minefield. I feel a little bit probably out of my depth when it comes to dating. I feel like, how have I gotten by like for this long without dating that much, you know?
I think it's because of the Australian culture of like getting smashed in a pub and then going home and like fucking whoever's like you found at the pub.
Mm.
And then sometimes just staying with them and then you end up in a relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's like,
I guess.
I think most of the American culture sometimes I think is a bit wanky, but dating I do like.
It's a little you bit like more, it?
A little bit. Well, I hate dating, but the whole concept is a little bit nicer. Like, actually getting to know someone. Mm.
But then I think in America, from what I've seen on from movies and all my pop culture references, I think that, there's a lot of dating, but, like, dating a lot of people at the same time. Like, I don't know if I could do that.
It would be so strange. And wouldn't you get mixed up and, like, call people by the wrong name or be like, oh, so you are an investment banker? And he's like, no, I'm a garbage man. And you're like, oh, that's right. You're not Steve.
You're Danny on Thursday.
You're Danny on Thursday.
That was Justin on Saturday.
Oh, damn. So it's hard to obtain them as well.
Obtain dates?
Yes. I think in a real life situation, it's so rare that someone's just like, hello, would you like to go on a date with me on Thursday?
Mm. And do you find that, like, I don't know, I think maybe because of the culture here, when dates are offered to you, it's kind of, it's like, oh, really?
Mm.
You, like, okay, I guess.
And it does seem a little bit formal.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm trying to set up a date at the moment, and, like, I had a mini anxiety attack, and you had to call me because I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. It's always the first date. Like, I'm so confident in anything else. First date, I'm an absolute mess.
Yeah.
I'm so highly strung and confused, and I don't know why.
It was weird. We, like, role reversed today. Like, you messaged me and said that you were having, like, a massive panic panic about this first date. And I was like, take 3 deep breaths and, like, call him back. And if you don't feel like calling him, just message him and blah, blah. It was so chill.
It was so nice. Yeah. I needed it, though, because I was just, like, mentally... Yeah, he's, like, calling me, and I'm like, why is he calling me?
Is he, like, 50?
Are we in 1980?
Have phones just been invented, and you, like, want to show off with it? Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't understand. Also, like, I've never heard his voice before, and I feel like it'd be a really weird thing.
Okay.
But,
Yeah,
so, like, I would say I've probably been on more dates with you, oh, cute, than you, only because you've been in longer-term relationships.
Yeah.
They're insane. Like, if I break down a date, I'll tell you, like, probably where all my anxiety comes from.
Yeah.
So for starters, like, trying to pick where you're going.
Okay.
You want it to be somewhere within, like,
earshot of like, someone.
Yeah.
In case
you want it to be in, like, a bright, well-lit area.
Yeah, yeah.
A public space. And I always want to take my own car.
Yeah.
Or know my transport back home. Because, like, the first date, especially if you don't know them or you don't have any mutual friends, it's such a panic because you're like...
It is. It's a stranger.
It is absolutely a stranger. And so, for starters, picking a place is really hard. And then if you're driving, you can't drink that much. So, like... That's also hard.
Yeah, yeah. What I find, and I guess this applies for, like, going on dates, is, from being in a few sort of long-term relationships, LTRs.
if you will.
If you will.
If you have it.
Yeah. I'm so not used to the initial, like, small talk stage. Mm-hmm. I'm just used to talking about, like, I don't know, my poo. not my poo, but just, like, being really comfortable with someone.
Yeah.
So, like, when it gets to that, like, small talk stage, I'm like, I'm pretty boring,
We're having much weather.
How's this weather?
But yeah, so it goes from that, so like finding a place, and then if you don't know where it is, it's the first time you're going, because they've suggested it, then you have to like make sure that you're on time, and I'm absolutely never on time.
Really? Oh my god, I'm so, like, you could set your watch to how on time I am.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I was going on a date with, what's the code name for this? Let's go with...
I'll see if I can pick it too.
Okay.
Trying not to be, like, too...
Not trying to be too descriptive.
Or offensive.
No. We'll just say funny dude, funny bro.
Okay.
Bro-Seph.
Yeah.
He's not really a bro-Seph, though.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think I know who you're talking
funny
about.
Funny bro.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so our first date, I'm pretty sure he thought that I was standing him up because, like, I was already running late, and then I couldn't find the place, and I got there, and he was just like...
How late were you?
Like, half an hour.
What? I'd been there half an hour before.
Really?
Yeah.
And then on our second one, I was 45 minutes late.
Oh my god.
And he was just like, are you fucking serious?
I would hope that, I've forgotten the word. Being on time wouldn't be, like, high on his priority list, because that would be so annoying if it was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have friends who, like, it's their pet peeve, so they sometimes hate me. But, trying to find the place, and then meeting them for the first time. So this is one I did with anxious long hair.
Yep.
Yeah.
I thought you said mine for a second.
Yes, I did. I had to pause. He was, like, walking towards me, and I'm like, handshake, hug, wave. Handshake, hug, wave. Handshake, or is it hug, kiss on cheek?
Mm.
Or is it... Oh, and he's, like, getting closer and closer towards me.
Is this... So, hang on. Like, had you met him before?
No, never.
This was your first meeting.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. It's our first date. Yeah. So I was, like... I just kind of went, hi, and, like, put my arms out a little bit in front of me as if to gesture a hug.
Yeah.
But it could have maybe been, like, just a hand gesture.
Like a double handshake
or something. Yeah. And then he just, like, gave me a hug, and I, like... just didn't really know what to do, so I just half hugged him back and was like, all right, should we go inside? Like that, I can't read the first one.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, yeah.
But once I'm comfortable with someone, I pretty much spear tackle them to the ground. It's like, hey, hugs. But that first one, it's like,
Yeah, it's the initial contact. And it is such a weird thing when you think about it. Like, this person is essentially a stranger, if it's not a friend that you're dating. And yeah, trying to navigate. Oh, it's so weird.
It is so
Humans
weird.
Are weird.
Humans are so weird.
Yeah.
And then I think the third part, when you actually go in and, like, say you order your first drink or something, it's, like, the first time. Either or if you sit down at a table or whatever, like, this awkwardness doesn't happen straight away.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go straight up to, like, the bar or something... where you pay first, like...
Oh, yes.
And it's, like...
giving me heebies.
Yeah, I know. It's so anxiety-inducing. You both walk up to the bar and, like... what are you drinking? Or, like, you're like, what are you drinking? And then you also want to gauge not only what you're drinking, but, like, and then, like, obviously I always go to pay for my own things.
Yeah, so do I.
That's not a problem for me. And then, like, but then occasionally they'll, like, do the insist or the expect you to pay for your own thing.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, that awkwardness is, like... Yeah.
I find that, like, okay, so this is my place. Like, this is what I go in with. I always hold my wallet, like, out of my bag, so it's, like, I'm gonna pay.
Yeah.
And then if they did pay, I would be like, I'll get the next round.
Yeah.
Because
I
find it strange, like, the whole, I've never really believed in, like, them paying for everything.
No,
I find that really fucking weird.
It's so old school. It's pretty fucked, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, like, that kind of initial, like... you both got your wallets and then you're like, ha, I don't know. Your drink's a little bit more expensive than mine. I'm not sure. Like, do we, like, or whatever.
Yeah.
But, the other thing is, so, like, if you have gone to the table, like, type date, you go sit down and they're like, oh, you know, what do you want to eat? And, I've been, like, guilty in the past of, like, if I'm going for a dinner, because I eat so much food.
Yeah.
Of, like, eating a meal beforehand, so I don't look like a gluttonous pig.
So you're just like this pretty little bird that's picking it up at a salad.
Yeah, just give me a salad.
Splash, splash.
Dressing on the side, please. Yes, no, obviously. And, like, yeah, then picking your food, I've like totally picked the wrong thing before. I remember I got like a small pizza and it was just like so oily, it was like dripping down the back of my hand, and like the cheese is like on my mouth, and
yeah,
I was trying to talk and I was like, oh fucking fuck, like this is just the worst.
I think a burger would be the worst thing. Yeah, is, like,
or spaghetti, like long strings of spaghetti.
Yeah.
Although, yeah, once I had one with, was it ramen?
Mm.
And that was pretty fucking awkward because it was chopsticks, liquid, and like long noodles.
Mm.
And it was just splashing all over me.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to keep up like a really intellectual conversation while I've got fucking ramen dripping down my chest.
Everybody loves ramen. Do you have like, what, do you have bad, not bad date stories, but you know, funny date stories?
Yeah. I think that the funniest ones have come from online dating.
Okay. Yeah.
So because they are actually,
I believe that.
Yeah. Because they're a complete stranger. Mm-hmm. They're not like a friend of a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I think my worst one was we didn't even get out of the house. Like, so we organized this thing, to meet at this pizza place, and he seemed really nice and like he looked pretty cute in his photos and I was really pumped. And mm-hmm. I was living with you at the time and I'm like, I'm so excited. Woo.
Yeah.
And, so I left and I got to this corner where the pizza place was or something. And he was like, oh, I'm not there yet. I'm still getting ready. Do you mind just like popping down to my house? It's literally like down the road, like five mm-hmm. houses down mm-hmm. the road. And I was like, yeah, no worries. I can do that. So I walk up to this like house, he opens the door and he doesn't look like him in the photos.
At all. Like it was a different person.
Bullshit. Yeah. Cause like, yeah, I was just like, no, this guy was cute in the photos. This is not him. Because, like, my initial response was, like, gagging. Which is actually pretty rude because, like, the poor thing, he can't help his face. But he lied to me. He tried to catfish me. Anyway, so I was kind of shocked. And he goes, oh, if you want to just, like, come sit on the couch, like, while I finish getting ready.
Wait, sorry, can I just pause? Because I vaguely remember this story. This was a while ago, wasn't it?
This is when I was probably, like, 19.
Okay, yeah.
So, yes, for the listeners at home, that was, like, I don't know, 5 years ago?
Yeah, yeah. What did the house look like? Sorry.
It was actually one of those really cute terrace houses down in, like, Carlton.
Yeah. Okay,
continue. Anyway, so, come in, sit on the couch while I finish getting ready, and I'm kind of like, okay, all right. So I go in, and then, like, there's a dog growling from somewhere, and I was like, oh, it's making me feel a bit uncomfortable. He's like, no, it's fine. And this dog with, like, three legs, like, starts hopping around the corner towards me, just, like, some horror movie, like, wolf, just, like, stomp, 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 stomp. And he's, like, nah, like, growling at me, trying to smell my crotch. And I was, like, excuse me, like, can you move your dog? No, it's fine. I'm, like, right, okay. And then I was sitting on the couch and his, like, 40-year-old roommate, like, walks past in a bluey, his jocks, with a cup of noodles.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, my God. Okay, right. And this guy's like, oh, you're just so beautiful and I'm just such an ugly buffalo. And I was like...
Sorry, his housemate said this.
No, this is him. Oh. His housemate made a 2-second appearance.
Yeah.
And just walking past me, and I just had that, like, a shocked look on my face, like, oh, what?
Drats.
Huh? Drats.
Yeah.
Gosh darn it.
What have I gotten myself into? I mean,
yeah. What a pickle. And, yeah, anyway, so I was like, oh, started getting really uncomfortable, and he's, like, piss farting around and not, like, didn't look like we were going to go out.
Like, what was he doing? Like, what do you mean? Like, was he getting ready?
He was, like, he'd walk in his room and, like, keep talking to me, then walk out, and then, like, go into the kitchen, and, oh, I forgot the bit about the wine.
Was there something about a cup of tea?
Oh, would you like a cup of tea? Would you like a cup of wine? Oh, I fucking can't remember which one it was, but it was, like, he walked off into the kitchen.
Yeah.
And he was like, do you want a cup of, maybe it was a tea.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm fine. He's like, no, I insist. I'll make you a cup of tea. Mm. And goes into the kitchen where I can't see him. And my alarm bells are ringing because I've done a course on protecting yourself from stranger danger and being roofied. And so he hands me, like, the cup of tea when he gets back and I just kind of, like, hold on to it. And he's like, oh, you know, drink your tea. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I'll get there. I'm just holding on to it or something dumb. And then I think he ended up saying, right, I just realized I have an assignment due tomorrow. And he was like, oh, I knew this would happen. You're just such a lovely girl. And I'm just so like foul and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, right, okay. And I just stood up and I started like walking towards the door. Meanwhile, the three-legged dog's hopping after me like, nah, nah, trying to smell me again.
Smell my crotch.
Hey. Always. Hey, get out of there. Oi, oi, get out of there. And yeah, so I go to the door and there's no door handle inside. And I just like turn around. I'm like, the door, there's no door handle. And he goes, yeah, you need a key to open it. And I was like, can you stop saying that so like nonchalant? Like, open the fucking door. And he's like, yeah, oh, it's just such a shame that you're going and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, open the fucking door. Let me out of your house. And so like finally he's like, again, piss farting around.
Mm.
Finally gets the key and like starts opening up the door. And as soon as it's open, I like go to bolt and he steps in front of me and he's like, oh, can I at least get a hug? And I was like, no. And I went to step and he like grabbed me. And was hugging me, and I had my arms, like, pinned to my sides, like, dear God, when will it be over? When will it be over? And he let me go, and I just started, like, sprinting down the street, and then got on a tram, come back to you guys, and you were like, what? You've only been gone for, like, 30 minutes or something? And I was like, yeah, it's enough time to get sniffed in the crotch by a three-legged dog and catfished.
And, yeah, wow. That's, like, just on that, that's really clever of you to not drink the suspicious tea. Do you remember when we were out in the city, we were at Boney, formerly known as Pony.
Oh, yeah.
In Melbourne City, and we were, like, sitting out the front having a cigarette or something, like, quite early in the morning. And I don't even know how this eventuated. I think this guy just sort of came and sat next to me, and he's like, yeah, like, let's go out for a coffee. And I was like, because it was, like, 6 in the morning.
I remember this!
And I was like, yeah. And it's like, Ella, like, we're going out for a coffee. Like, what a brilliant idea. And you were just like, ugh. Like, I don't fucking want to, we've just but been okay, dancing. Because you're about to be murdered.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's fine, it's fine. And so we go to get a coffee. The coffee shop's closed because it's 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
So then we go back up to his house and he was like, big weirdo in the kitchen making chai tea. And then I didn't realize, like, yeah, a lot of weirdness happened in the house. Like, he was so
strange. Calling him Willy Wonka. Like, yeah, Willy Wonka. That kind of vibe.
He had that vibe of, like, nice but creepy.
Mysterious, creepy man.
Yeah, yeah.
Who has lured, like, 2 young women into his house.
Yeah, yeah.
With the promise of chocolate.
And then, yeah, it was. And then I remember, like, getting in the lift with you, and he was like, Ella, could I speak to Jade alone for a minute? And I was like, oh, God, this is my end.
Yeah.
But, when we're leaving, you were like, I can't believe you tried to offer us tea, like, I did not drink that. And I was like, I fucking finished the lot. Like, I was like... Like, yes, tapping. Yeah, it was delicious. I didn't even think.
Nah, that's my thing. I'm so, like, I'm probably more paranoid than anything, though. Like, I have, we went out on Saturday night and we met these, like, big old dudes who were, like, lovely, kind at heart. And they're like, do you want to, like, come to this random, like, strippers bar thing? And I was like, why not? So we went and they, like, bought us drinks, but... He's like, oh, go and get your drinks. And I was like, good, I'll come with you. He's like, no, you don't need to do that. And I was like, of course I do. If you're buying me a drink, I have to watch it be poured because otherwise you might roofie me. And he's like, oh, you're a riot. And I'm like, no, I'm sensible. I'm a nerd.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I'm so aware of that stuff. Like,
yeah, and so you should be. Yeah. That's really clever.
And especially because if you have, like, you have interacted with a lot of weirdos in your life or had really bad dates or really weird internet dating kind of like creepiness,
mm-hmm.
you start to become very self-aware. And like, I think as women, we always like apologize or like just feel rude doing something, but we don't owe shit to anyone.
Mm.
It's like if someone buys me a drink, I'm like, I'm not fucking drinking this. I didn't see someone pour it.
Mm.
I don't care if it's nice.
Yeah, wow. See, like, I guess I do think that on some level, but when I'm out and drinking, I'm like, is that alcohol? Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. But yeah, that's, like, probably my horror story. The other one is when I was out for a dinner with this guy, it was going along pretty swimmingly. He was, like, a music producer dude and, like, he was a bit older.
What was his name? Not name, but, like, what was his description name?
His description name would have been... like, charming long hair.
Oh, okay. Oh, sounds like an absolute treat.
Yeah, he was, until we were doing some trivia and having lots of fun. and having drinks. And then my dad called me.
Mm-hmm.
And I ignored it because I was on the date, and he called again, and I was like, oh, that's not good. He never calls twice. So I took the phone call outside, and one of my family members had died. Oh. And I come back inside, and I was like, I'm so sorry. I've just had someone pass away. And he was like, oh, what do you want to do? And I was like, I'm just trying to process it right now. I'm just going to grab a glass of wine and sit outside for a second. And he was like, okay, no worries. Do you want to talk about it? And I was like, absolutely not. I just want you to talk about normal things for now. And he was like, okay, cool. I was like, I'll just wait till I get done with this glass of wine and I'll sort myself out.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like talking and chatting, and it was probably over like an hour or so. And then I was like, right, okay, well, I'm going to head now. And he's like, cool, I'll walk you to your car. And I was like, sweet. So we're walking down, we stop out the front of my car, and I was like, okay, bye. And he like grabs me and puts his like mouth on my mouth and starts like tonguing my tonsils. And I was like, my uncle just died. I don't think this is okay. And he was like, oh, I'd completely forgotten. So, you know, fucking Romeo.
Yeah, Mr. Sensitive.
Yeah. Mr. Boombastic.
Mr. Lovelock.
But there. Yeah, like, there is some horrible assholes out there.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
We have a question. Oh, I just hit your curtain because I started doing, like, fist pumping moves.
Let's have, like, tiny dance
about tiny dance question. Party.
So we received this question IRL, in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've jotted it down in a drunken state.
Mm.
Do you want to read it or should I? And if you do read it, just know that you might not be able to understand my
handwriting. Well, I can't read your writing, so you can read it.
I can barely understand my writing.
Oh, we'll call this guy Steve because everybody's Steve.
Everyone's just going to be Steve from now on. Mm-hmm. Question. Arrow. Sorry, I'm just reading what's on
paper. Oh, you're reading what's on your paper.
It says question and then I drew an arrow. this person has... Oh, I'm just trying to phrase it into a question. I have been in mostly long-term relationships. I'm now single and finding it hard to move out of the friend zone into the fuck zone. How do I deal? So yeah. I'm just going to give like more of backstory for this question. He's basically saying that he finds it really hard to...
make the first move.
Make that move of like, you know, you're chatting to a girl or a guy... And, like, you're getting along really well, and then that point of, like, are they interested in me, or are we just being friendly? Am I flirting? I don't know how to, like, do I go in for the kiss? Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
I think that for women, it's, for straight women who are courting men, it's a little bit easier, I think, because maybe that's generalizing, but, like, I tend to kind of throw out, like, some sort of, like, just flirty banter or, like... I don't know, I tend to just pick up on the vibe.
Well, yeah, see, like, I think, I wouldn't have thought it, and I don't think that you would ever pick me for this sort of person, but I'm pretty forward.
Mm.
Like, I think about, like, the last people that I've been with, and I've just been like, I want to kiss you now, so yeah. I'm going to.
Yeah.
So I feel like it would be really hard for boys, because I think they're on some level, like, for a lot of people... they almost expect the boy to make that initial move.
Right.
But for Steve, this guy, like, I guess he was saying that he finds that really hard. And it would be. I don't know.
I think the only, like, advice that I could give for that would be do some sort of, like, flirty or, like, a sexual innuendo or something. Like, and just see if they run with it. Like, if they, like, kind of... laugh and like get into it or like start to like riff with you. I think that's a really good sign, just to take it from like how many siblings do you have to like could we potentially have sex. So and I think that if you get a big like block on that, then it's like a no-go.
I think I would just like sort of I think I kind of slowly like move in closer and like do like little touches, like sorry, I don't know why I'm doing it to you right now. I'm really moving in for the kill.
Jade's flirting with me.
But yeah, like moving in and sort of like touching hands, like, ooh, you're so funny.
Yeah.
Or like, could I borrow your lighter? Touch his hand or leg or something. Like, I try and like do the touch.
Yeah.
And but if they sort of like reciprocate that, then I'm like, yeah, I mean, also, I just remembered one of our friends was saying that she was at a bar one night and she's like, the best like pickup ever happened to me last night. So she was at the bar and this guy that I think she was talking to him sort of throughout the night, and he came up to her and he's like, I have a really cool trick. And she's like, what is it? And he started doing like these weird things with his hands, like sort of gesturing his hands in like circles and kind of like doing weird movements with his hands. And then he just grabbed her and pulled her in for a kiss.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I think I'd punch him in the throat though.
But not in an aggressive way. Like, it was just like, she thought he was doing a magic trick and he was like doing these kind of like, I don't know. And then he just kind of like kissed her.
Wow.
So she was like expecting him to like pull a fucking rabbit out of his hat.
Yeah.
Or his dick out of his pants.
Yeah. Or more likely.
But then he just kind of kissed her. I was like, oh, I've never heard that before, I guess. That's try something like
very forward.
A bit different, you know?
Yeah. I think, yeah, like definitely I would avoid all the shit like that people say on the internet, like that stupid asshole that got banned from Australia, but like negging, like fuck negging. Don't just be mean to people.
Yeah, don't try and get a reaction. Can we make a hard and fast rule? I wish we could put music for like hard, fast rule.
Hard, fast rule. And now... how do I do hard fast rule? I didn't even say the name right.
Now I can't remember the hard fast rule. Oh yes, I can. Never be mean.
Never be mean.
Let's just, yeah.
There is the thing of like bantering with someone, and there's cute, witty, like sarcasm, but yeah. Like feel
just
it
don't
out.
Be a shit person.
Yeah, don't be a cunt face. Apologies.
Hard fast rule.
Hard fast rule. But yeah, I think from a guy's perspective, like, I'm trying to imagine, like, I definitely think that you want to grab, like, something that she said and, like, listen, grab what she said, like, make it into, like, kind of repeat it back, like, you know, she's listening, like, I know that you're listening to her, sorry, humor, like, humor gets me massively, like, especially if it's, like, yeah, a sexual, like, pun or something like that. Like, I'm just like,
that's, yeah.
Girl, you got me. Boy, you got me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the last time I was really swayed by like a guy.
Yeah, so am I.
Oh, okay. Anxious long hair and like the hand kisses. It was so random. Like, we were like sitting on the couch and I think we were watching a movie before we'd actually gotten to like making out stage. And it was like kind of like half holding my hand. But, like, you do have to work towards that. Mm. But this is how it turned from, like, friend zone to fuck zone. Yeah. Yeah, my hands. And it was just, like, really beautiful, like, little, like, light caressing. And then, like, little kisses on the hand. Mm. And I was like, that's really romantic. Because it's not too, like, it's not, like, neck kissing or, like, face kissing where it's like, wow. But it was just, like, this contact.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, judge it. Like,
I was going to say with, like, the hand kisses. You would have to know on, like, I think before you went in, it, like, went straight for the hand kissing and caressing.
Yeah, do not.
You'd have to have already picked up on some vibes. But that just reminded me another thing. And I think this is, like, a cute, subtle thing, but when quiet, oh, God, well, reminiscing, quiet, long hair and I kind of were first, before we were dating, like, when we were just kind of first, like, I don't know, I guess we liked each other.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Going steady.
Yeah. He gave me his pin. Yeah, so we're like at a pub with our friends and we're sitting at a table next to each other. And I guess I had my like hands in my lap and like, he's quite shy. Like he is quiet, long hair. And he just kind of like grabbed my hand and like held my hand under the table. Like I felt like we're in like grade 8. And then he just like held my hand and like squeezed it a few times. Like this. Oh, so adorable.
See, that's really cute. Absolutely. But also, I think you need to pick up on the warning signs as well. Like, if you just, like, I would use your gut feeling. Like, if you're on a date and you're not really sure about when to, like, move into any sort of, like, flirting, you're only on, like, the first basis. You have to, like, really listen and feel with your, like, gut whether this person is even interested in moving it to that next bit.
Yeah. And it is hard. Like, I've found that not just with this, but I think it's really hard to judge a situation when you're in a said situation. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's it's so true. Easy for an outsider to come. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It is really hard to judge, but I think, yeah, you've got to try and like listen to your gut and.
Definitely. Yeah. Although, like, awkwardness does get the best of you. And, like, the only way I can see it from a guy's perspective is that one date that I've been on with a girl where, like, we went out for beers and then went out for dinner and then I was driving her to the train station and, like, I must have been so awkward that she was just like, can I kiss you now? And I was like, yeah, that'd be nice. I think if you... And she was like, oh, my God, shut up. Like, I'm just going to kiss you now. And I was like, okay, good. Yep, yeah, sweet. Yeah. So, like... From coming from a boy's perspective, like,
you just didn't.
It's kind of like women are like, they're not confusing. A lot of them are up front.
But they're like maybe hard to read or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if we're actually helping Steve at all.
I don't know if we are either. I guess, I think, you know, if you think that, you know, it is. That if you are sort of doing, like if you are flirting and talking and they're kind of just talking to you, I'm just, like, picturing a night out with Steve and the random girl.
Yeah.
You know, if they're, like, talking heaps that night and whatever, like, he probably is picking up on vibes.
Mm. Oh, well, I've flirted with Steve in the past, and what have I said to him? Stuff like, oh, so, like, when do you start work tomorrow? Like, if you had to have an early start. Yeah. Or, like, told him, like, sex stories about, like, just random people.
Yeah.
Just to, like, get it going.
Yeah. I think that would only be good if you just want sex.
Yeah, that's true. Oh,
I don't know.
It really does depend. But I think that, like, yeah, it's just gauging, like, as much as you can from the person's. And, like, their body language. If they've got, like, their arms crossed, if they're not really laughing, if they move their body away, if they, like, only had one drink and they do not want another one. I'm sorry, I'm laughing at the dog. The dog's just come in and sat directly in between us.
Yeah.
And is staring at Jade.
Yeah, where this is just, yeah, a story that has nothing to do with what we've just been talking about.
Yeah.
But,
is it good, though?
Not really. Stay tuned to find out.
You guys ready to hear this terrible story?
When my friend from primary school and I were like, I don't know, maybe year six, and internet was kind of just a new thing. It was, you know, remember he just go into like random chat rooms and chat with people?
Yeah.
So my friend and I were on this chat room just like talking to fucking someone. And he was kind of like, sort of dirty talking with us, and we were like, yeah, haha, like, this is so funny. We were so fucking young, we were like 12 or 13.
Yeah.
And my friend was typing, and he said something, and my friend was like, give me some more of that lango. Because she didn't know how to spell language.
Oh, no! Oh, that is the worst flirt ever.
I know.
Give me some of that lango. Talk dirty lango to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, babes. But yeah, so like, I think that like dating, like my do's and don'ts would be, oh, I went on this date. You want another horror story? What time is it?
Mm-hmm.
We're at 33. I'm sure that's fine.
I've got one kind of horror story as well. Yeah.
Oh, it's not really a horror story, but I went out with a guy. We're going to call him Ginger Funny Man.
Yeah.
And he has obsessive compulsive disorder, and so we were on a date and we got some beers and some food, and I was playing with a flower that was sitting outside. A flower had fallen on the table, and I was talking about something, some sort of one of my interests, but I was mindlessly picking this flower up and moving it across the table. Little did I know. And at one point he just goes, Ella, can you stop that? And I was like, sorry, what am I doing? Oh, you've just picked that flower up and moved it across the table. I'd just really like it if you put it back where it was and then maybe left it there. And I was like, oh, right. And because I did know he had OCD, I was kind of like, all right, well, he can't help it. Like, it's really distracting him, so that's fine. And then that was fine, kept talking. And then our meals come out, and the table was, like, a little bit rocky. And I was like, oh, it's fine. I can just kind of, like, cross my legs and push the table, like, against my leg and I'll be fine. And he was like, no. And he gets up, like, just leaves me by myself and gets into, like, the garden. And he starts picking up, like, rocks and pieces of bark and stuff and, like, measuring them and coming over to, the, like, the table leg and putting it under the table leg and rocking the table back and forth to see if it would be sturdy enough, and then being like, nah, this isn't a good enough size, getting back into the garden.
Oh no.
I'm just sat there with my eyes wide, like,
Did you start eating?
Yeah. Yeah. But I was like, what am I meant to do? I just had chips and stuff, so I was like, ate those. Then he finally sits back down after he's put like a piece of bark with a pebble on top of it with like a leaf or something. And I was like, so got any siblings? Like, fucking hell, like, take the sexuality and any sort of, like, sexiness out of a date by, like, being really clinical.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was a really weird one. Mm. Although, bless his cotton socks, because I do love him.
Yeah, bless him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's not a horror story. It's just, like...
an awkward story?
Yeah, like, yeah, I guess. Just me being a bit of a fuckhead. I was so young. But yeah, going on a date with this guy, and it was going to be, like a double date. We were meeting his friend and my friend that were also on a date, like somewhere in, on Chapel Street or something. So, I was like really nervous before I left. So I was at my friend's house, like just drinking, like smashing wines or whatever. I was drinking Goon, actually. It would have been Goon. And he messaged me to say that he was out the front, and I was like, pretty hammered at this point.
Goonalicious definition, make the J go falling over.
Yeah, so I was like pretty hammered, and this is to go out on a date for drinks, so...
You're already there.
Yeah, yeah.
I arrived at the station an hour ago, can't see you there.
So like, he's like, yeah, I'm downstairs, and I was like, I've been smoking and drinking like all night, like fuck what I do. I sprayed perfume into my mouth. And just like left. I was like, that was so stupid. Can't remember the car ride there from Brunswick to Chapel Street on a Saturday night. So like a long time.
Yeah.
And I have no memory of the car ride there. And then I got there and met like my friend and his friend that were on a date as well were already there. And like went to walk up to them and tripped over like this little kind of like coffee table weird thing.
So it just went
I
want to
wash myself after that. So like, you know, when you just have those memories of like, oh, that was so awkward and gross. Yeah. I hate it.
Yep. But there's nothing like I have done so in the past as well where I'm like, I can't do a date without having like a lot of drinks first.
Mm.
What was the one where the guy was at my house? The AFL one. Was there, like, not AFL, what do you call it? Grand final. And I was like, I remember being, like, hammered. And I was like, oh, I can't leave my house, I got too drunk. And he was like, I'll come over. And Alana...
I think it was at the Snow then.
Oh.
Was it Collingwood in the grand final?
Maybe.
Yeah.
And this, like, guy rocked up and I was just like, yeah, fucking, I'm Ella, like, what's up, cunt? Like, here's car the
football bus. Day, yeah, football day.
Football day. And, like, was just hammered. I remember I was, like, kept doing weird shit, like, draping my legs over him, but not in a sexy way. I'm like, is this annoying? Is this annoying? And, like, he was like, oh, yeah, all right, well, it was nice to meet you.
Really?
Oh, I think that's what it was. He definitely didn't stay.
Did you shag?
No, no. I think I was more like interested in like hanging out with my mates. I think that's what had happened is like I was getting drunk and I was having too much fun at home. So I went to cancel, but then he was like, look, I'm close anyway. I'll come by.
Mm-hmm.
And then my friends were like, oh, what's the harm? Like he can come around and like, you know,
yeah,
just banter for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, drinking before a date, I would say have one like...
have one if it's going to loosen you up.
One courage drink. And that's like one standard drink, if not like a 1.5.
Yeah.
Try not to go over that.
Mm.
Because...
especially if you're going on a date where you are drinking.
Yes. Yeah.
Like if you're going out for drinks.
Yeah. And like, it's definitely scary. Yes. But it's also really important to have your wits about you and also learn about the person.
Yeah.
If you're hammered, you have no idea like what's happening. You get home and you're like, was that good?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think with dating as well... and this is what I was going to say to you today, / I may have said it to you today, I can't remember.
Mm.
Like, yes, it's like, it's fine to feel nervous. And I guess, yeah, it's fine to have, like, have a few drinks beforehand. But, and I can say this because I'm like, I don't have a potential date that I'm going on this week. If I did, I would not be like this, like,
chill-minded. Yeah.
But like, go into it. You can only be yourself. Like, you can't be anything else. You can only be yourself. You want to be yourself. It's fine to be nervous.
Yeah.
Just, like, try and have a good, like, have a good time. Like, breathe and just, like, love it. I don't know.
I suppose it is. And it is a good opportunity to be, like, this just sounds so sappy, but, like, your truest you, because you get to represent, like, just be you.
You can represent yourself how you, like, you don't know this person.
Yep.
Yeah.
Although this guy has found me on Instagram, and so he knows exactly what I'm like, because I post every single day, if not twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I don't know, dating is so weird, courting is so weird. Personally, I just, like, kind of want to be to the stage where it's, like, Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
Although apparently Netflix and chill means something else.
Really?
Yeah, I was told that, like...
Oh, sex?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course it does.
But, like, I genuinely... Mine actually should be Menulog and Netflix.
Oh, my God. Menulog.
That's my ideal.
Get this.
What?
I ordered Menulog last night, and my housemate ordered, like slapped some onto the order, and I had a friend over, and, like, we... So, three of us got Menulog. So, housemate was, like... This is the first time I've menu logged in this house, because it's a semi-new house that we've moved into. And I was like, okay, cool. And friend was like, this is the first time I've menu logged ever.
Get out of town. I'm sorry. How are you friends with this person? How are they not aware of the menu log?
I don't know. I don't know. It's my life.
Was it La La Lu?
Yeah.
That's my code name for her. La La Lu. Yeah, because she can cook food.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how she doesn't have to menu load.
Yeah. Don't know how to cook a fucking thing. But yeah, that's like to the stage that I want to be at where like I'm not the kind of person who's like, yeah, let's go like hiking and like experience new things. I'm like, can we please like watch really gross, like dumb TV shows and eat heaps of food? And then, like, occasionally go out and, like, do some stuff.
Well, like, okay, so here's a question. If
you were... What's my ideal day?
No.
May 23rd. It's not too hot.
No, it's not too cold.
All you need is a light jacket.
All you need is a light jacket.
Sorry, if I was what?
If you had to pick, I guess, like, taglines of things, like... things to represent you. I'm explaining this so poorly. Too many wands. For example, like sporty, adventurous, like book nerd, like surfer. Do you know what I mean? Like, what would you pick?
If I just had a tagline.
Well, like a few, like you could pick like words to describe yourself. Because I find that really hard because I don't think, like you were saying before, like, I don't want to do, I don't know, like, I'm not really adventurous.
Yeah.
And I'm not, like...
I think mine would be, like, my tagline, like, for my personal self. I don't know why I was doing it for someone else, but, like, a creative couch potato, but at the same time, I do, like, big drinker.
this is all great stuff.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, booze hound, couch potato, creative, but then, like,
but see,
fun, but, the, like, ex- I think it's, like, fun seeker, is that a word?
Yeah.
Like, I'm constantly looking for, like, happy people, fun environments, like, dancing, maybe not so much partying, but, like, I like to, like, definitely live in constant search of, like, happiness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether that does come from, like, sitting on the couch or whether it is, like, doing hula hoop lessons and dancing and meeting strangers and stuff like that. So I suppose I'm not, like, sporty or athletic, but I would still be, like, into, like, running around a car park with a strange person.
Mm.
We did that the other day.
Yeah. You and I.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. I didn't really set that up very well, but I just mean, like, you know on dating websites how you can pick, like...
Oh, yeah.
These sort of things. I was, kind of thinking about that. Because, and so when you... And because I think dating is hard and online dating is really hard because, like, when you just said to me, like, creative, couch potato,
beard, all this sort of stuff. Alcoholic.
Like, if you just read that, yeah, like, loves to drink, if you just read that, you'd kind of feel like, I don't know, like, yeah. I don't know.
Because there's so many different parts.
We'll have to probably do another podcast just for online dating. I think, because there's a lot in that.
Oh, definitely. Mm. But yeah, I think that comes to our time. It absolutely does. We're at 45 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
So thank you so much for listening to our podcast. You can contact us. Oh no, I've got already a contact thing. I'll put that on the end.
Cool. Well, I think that's it. Oh yeah, just final words to Steve.
Oh yeah, Steve.
I don't know if we answered your question, Steve. Sorry if we didn't, but I think just fucking go for it. Go for it. If you're feeling it, just go for it.
Yeah, that's right. If you're feeling it, go for it. If you don't feel it, like, bail.
Bail. Just, and it's fine to bail.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's fine to go for it. Fuck.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Well, hey there. How do I get in contact with those How Do I Deal girls?
You can email us at howdoidealpodcast@gmail.com or hit us up on Facebook at How Do I Deal? Bye.